With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, it is Carson Kennedy. Welcome to the podcast for Friday, January 22nd, 2021. We will talk about the mistake that I made with Keith Urban. We will get into the Good Vibe Tribe and some adorable audio from a Girl Scout trying to sell some cookies. We'll find out that nobody on the show is doing anything this weekend. We have the Judgment Zone with a bunch of new music. And producer Dan does a special weekly wrap-up, kind of an ode to women in the White House. Yesterday, I made a mistake that I will probably never make again.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, it was. I don't know what I was thinking. I don't know what I was thinking. So Kennedy and I were asked to host an event with the singer Keith Urban. And it was some listeners. It was a meet and greet, but it was a virtual meet and greet with our digital platform, our streaming with radio.com. And so there's a bunch of people come in there, and Kennedy and I get to interview Keith, who I thought was awesome.
He's charming. He's absolutely everything that he looks like he would be in.
I love him.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
He's just a good, nice, kind person who held his rescue cat.
Stop it.
Nope.
He did. Yeah. He's like, oh, this is my cat. We rescued her. Just, he was so.
I'm dying to know who was the, because somebody brought him that cat. And I was like, was that Nicole? But you can't ask.
Somebody, somebody like over his computer screen just handed it to him. At the end of the interview, I was so worried about the time because the people behind the scenes were
worried. My palms were sweating, and you could, because you're just being Carson. Hey, I got another question.
No.
Oh my God.
Well, what you didn't know is they were texting me off to the side.
Oh, I was getting texts too.
Oh, you were?
Yes.
Yeah, I was getting the countdown. So we get to the end of the time, right? And then what I forgot was Keith was going to play a song. So we get done. I'm wrapping it up. And Keith says, well, what about a song? And he pulls up his acoustic guitar. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I totally forgot you were supposed to sing.
Oh, I wasn't going
to
let you leave. I was ready.
No, I know. I know.
Back.
So Kennedy's like, Carson, I got you. And she, ladies and gentlemen, Keith Urban. And then he starts playing the song, Blue Looks Good on You. Is that the name of the song?
Blue is your color.
Blue is your color. Yeah, yeah. I love that
blue
song.
Blue ain't your color.
Blue ain't your color. That's it. Yes. So he starts playing the song. And early on in the interview, he had noted the guitar in the back of where I was sitting. And I said, yeah, my son and I are trying to learn how to play. And so as he's playing the song, he's like, Carson, grab your guitar. Play along with me.
Oh, my God. No.
You said no thank you, right?
I did.
Okay. Oh.
And I'm regretting that decision.
Why?
No, that was the smartest decision.
You don't know the song. You don't know any chords.
I should have, because I knew what song he was going to play. I had found out in an email that he was going to do that song. I should have had my guitar tuned, and I should have learned that song.
It's about the listeners, though. Don't ruin their experience.
Yeah, really. That, right. You would have ruined it. That would
100%.
I,
no offense.
Yeah.
Cool moment.
We would have had words after the thing was over.
It would have been garbage.
Oh, mistakes were made, Kennedy.
No, they weren't. Oh, it wasn't your meet and greet.
Keith would be like, shh.
Kennedy, this is why you need to be around.
And these are people from all over the country. This just wasn't folks from Boston who know us.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
Oh, he's so good on guitar, too.
Of course he is.
He starts slapping the guitar strings, and he's playing upside down over the top of the neck and all these other cool little tricks. Wow.
He's the best.
Yep.
You'll get there.
Yep.
Couple more YouTube videos. You'll be right there.
All right, let's get to the Good Vibe Tribe.
Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe. In this world filled with serious news reports and people doing stupid things, we say every little thing is gonna be alright. Yeah. There are people in this world doing good work, and we are here to celebrate them. So don't worry about a thing. Nah, yeah. Here's another story from a member of Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe.
And when I told him no, I wasn't going to do it, he called me a chicken. he called me a chicken. Carson, you're a chicken.
That's unbelievable. In his Australian accent?
Yes, he was playing.
In the middle of the song.
Cease to exist.
He started laughing at me. Carson, you're a chicken.
I love him.
I can't believe this is happening right now. A guy in North Carolina raised a bunch of money for charity, and he did it by running 43 miles on his 43rd birthday.
Wow.
I can't imagine running 43 miles at one time, Kennedy. Mm-mm. For his 6th birthday, a kid in the UK with spina bifida wanted to stay in the hotel his family always goes to on vacation, but he's high risk, so his parents recreated one of the rooms in their own house.
Aww.
The hotel heard about it and then sent them a bunch of swag to make it even look more like their hotel, and they gave them a voucher for a free stay once the pandemic is over. Have you seen the mailbox-sized free libraries, Kennedy, that have popped up around the country?
Actually, I was thinking of putting one outside my house.
That'd be awesome.
There's a woman in Seattle that's doing the same thing, but she's doing it with art. She installed a little free art gallery where people can share tiny pieces of art that they've created. And if you see something you like, you're allowed to take it.
So what's going on with mailbox libraries?
Have you never seen those?
No.
It's like a little... I don't know. It's like this
big, and it looks like a little house, and
it's like on a stand in front of someone's house, and it has a whole bunch of little books in it, and you can take a book or leave a book. It's like a library that you don't have to go to the library. Yeah.
And you don't need a card. Amanda Gorman, she spoke at the inauguration this week. I think we've all seen her, heard her, and were wowed by her. She's a youth poet laureate who read near the end of the inauguration. And just hours after her speech, she found out two books she's working on had already hit the top of Amazon's bestseller list. They're not even out yet, so it's just pre-sales. One is a collection of her poetry. The other is a kid's book called Change Sings, and both come out in September. American Airlines has figured out a way to get rid of all the alcohol they haven't been able to sell on planes. They've created a new wine delivery service. You can order fancy bottles of wine they serve to first class patrons for $13 to $40 per bottle.
There you go. Just wait until I can fly again and you'll be good.
Yeah, doesn't wine get better with age?
Yes.
Sometimes yes, sometimes no.
The Los Angeles County Super Spreader Task Force has been breaking up a surprisingly large number of underground dancer parties.
Why is that surprising?
They broke three of them last Thursday alone, then another one last Friday. And here's another one of those random products that's selling like crazy during the pandemic, snowshoes.
What?
Lots of people are taking up walking in the snow for exercise this winter, so they're buying up all of the snowshoes. Kennedy, what do you have for Good Vibe Tribe audio?
Well, Carson, Girl Scout cookie season is upon us, as we know, and the girls can't sell in the normal ways that they used to. They certainly can't go door to door. They can't stand outside of, you know, grocery stores and such like they used to, so they have to go online. They've got to give you a pitch, Shark Tank style. Here you go.
Hi, I'm Naomi, and I'm selling the most delicious cookies you'll buy this year. Are you tired of being stuck at home? Get yourself some fan-favorite Fin Mints. Were you disappointed by Wonder Woman 1984? Make it better with Caramel Delights. Did you run out of things to watch on Netflix? Lemonades will cheer you up. Life is good, but it can be better. Buy yourself some Girl Scout cookies and make 2021 the sweetest year of all. Thank you.
That's it.
Shut up and take my money.
Yeah.
If you know someone who should be celebrated in Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe, call or text us now. 617-931-1234. Keep up the good vibes there, Boston.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
We got a lot to get to on the show today. Producer Dan has put together a brand new weekly wrap-up, and it is an ode to the ladies. Is that right, Dan?
It is indeed.
I cannot wait to hear that. He was inspired by the inauguration of Vice President Kamala Harris, and so we'll get that just after 8 o'clock. We have a brand new Friday free-for-all, Kennedy, right after Campy Kennedy. There's a lot happening on this show this morning. But what?
That's at least two things.
Two. There might be three, Dan. You don't know me. How about your weekend, Kennedy?
Well,
it's going to be cold. I saw tomorrow, like wind chill down to zero.
Well, it is January, guys. It's you.
I don't want.
Global warming. Come on.
Today's going to be 45. I can't handle tomorrow when I walk outside. It's going to hurt my face.
Then don't walk outside.
I have to.
Why do you have to?
Because I can't sit inside. Do you know me?
Yes. What are you doing this weekend, Kennedy?
I really don't have plans. I have been doing my sister's audiobook, of course. So I did, you know, on the weekend, I did a whole bunch of chapters. And then during the week, I edit them and then send them to my sister to double check.
Yeah.
Because it's really easy to just say one word wrong or not catch it, or when you're editing, say the same thing twice by accident. Because, you know, it takes you, I don't know, it takes me like probably 40 minutes to do a chapter. And
you have to edit
down
it too? They don't have a person to do that for you?
Who's they?
I don't.
No, I mean, I'm doing all this. That's not how audiobooks work.
No, you do the...
Yeah, it's pretty much people doing it all on their own. I mean, like, if you know, if I'm a superstar, then yeah, I'm sure I'd go into a whatever.
You are a superstar.
I've never done audiobooks before. They don't know who I am. It's a smaller publishing house. This isn't how it works.
Yeah, it's your sister's first big book. So she's doing Harry Potter.
It's not how these things work.
All right.
But in any event, so I'm probably just going to knock out a whole bunch of chapters.
Right. We're going to do absolutely nothing this weekend.
I like that.
It is my goal to watch WandaVision. That is my goal for the weekend.
Let me know how it goes.
What
I canceled
is that?
My Disney Plus.
I don't even know. I don't know. It
I
has
saw
something
a commercial
to do with
for
the,
it, and I was confused.
Well, it's the superheroes.
The two characters from the Avengers, Vision and Scarlet.
Yeah, her name's Wanda, but it's the Scarlet Witch.
And then it's like they're in real life in the 70s or something?
I think it bounces around in sitcoms.
It's like a black and white.
Yeah, like it's all it's them in different sitcom situations.
Yeah,
or something.
I think. So I don't
felt
know.
Like Leave It to Beaver or something was like what the commercial was.
Yeah, I have no idea what this has to do. It's Marvel Cinematic Universe, right?
Yeah, it's going to be setting up like a bigger expanded universe for television series. But yeah, it's like an ode to 60s and 70s television shows from what I hear. I haven't watched it
which
yet.
I
saw some pictures of 70s that look like they were in the 70s. Yeah. But
it looks a little weird to me.
Yeah, and I've read some reviews, and all the reviews are, it's weird, and I loved it.
Right.
And their chemistry is supposed to be really good, and it's actually supposed to be some funny stuff in there. So, yeah, we have no plans. We're doing nothing.
Good for you.
We're pulling a Kennedy this weekend.
It's okay.
I'm hoping. We're having my mother-in-law over for dinner.
Tonight?
Yes.
Well, that's just dinner.
She got her first vaccine, so she's feeling...
Really exciting.
Yeah, she's super excited about that. So that's about it.
That's
about
a reason to celebrate?
It is. How about you, Annie?
Well, my dad big-timed me, and he's going golfing
Molinari's, sorry.
So I don't think I'll be eating that. Maybe I'll just get it for myself.
What's his tea time?
Well, I think he's going to, like, I don't know if he's going out with my uncle afterwards.
Oh,
I didn't want to rush the man, you know, because I like to eat at, like, 4:30. So.
there's nothing wrong with that.
I know.
Isn't that when people eat?
do you know people eat dinner at 8 o'clock in the evening?
Yeah, I've been invited to dinners that started at 8:30 or 9. I would have fun with that.
Audibly gasp.
Oh, this show, like, this schedule just makes you so old. So
yeah, it does.
Don't speak to me if you invite me to dinner at 8 p.m. Like,
you know we're the abnormal ones. They're the normal ones.
I know, but, like, just what I do.
We're the only
know?
Ones in this room, so no, we're normal. We're just fine.
I used to stay out until the sun came up, and now I'm like, oh, my God, you want to start a movie at 9?
Yeah. Never.
Lana made a big deal because last night I stayed up until, like, 8:45. She's like, I can't believe if you're still awake.
But still, that really is a thing.
That's
it's
because she
bedtime.
Has plans after you go to sleep and you are in them.
Yeah. Right. But tonight, Rob and I are going to watch Promising Young Woman. I've been dying to see this movie for so many weeks, and he's finally agreed to watch it.
What is it about?
So it's this woman, her sister gets sexually assaulted, and she pretty much goes on a revenge tour with these men. So she'll go out to a bar and pretend that she's really intoxicated, and these men bring her home, and they also try to initiate sex.
Does she murder them?
And no, she just frames them.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh.
I like those kinds of things.
Ooh. All right.
I'm excited.
How Rob's about you, like, producer Dan?
Sounds
what are you doing
romantic.
This weekend?
Oh, I got a huge weekend plan.
Do you?
No, it's a pandemic.
Yeah, right.
I will finish the sweep of no one's doing anything this weekend.
Yay!
I have also nothing going on. My father is out of town, so my mother doesn't like to be alone. Makes her nervous. So me and Brittany are going to just do a sleepover up there probably. Mm. And we'll watch a lot of Great British Bake Off because that show makes me relax.
It's so good. Mm. Love that. Love that energy.
It's like comfort food. It brings my stress level down.
Yeah.
Because they're all just so happy in the tent.
Even when they're under the gun and they know they're not going to get their project done, it doesn't matter. You're okay.
How do they not curse?
Because they're proper.
They're on TV.
If my bread was raw in the middle, I'd be seeing pans flying.
It'd be like Hell's Kitchen for you. Is that what you're saying?
They'd be like, who brought this guy? He's angry.
Just the difference between them and us, basically.
Man, bro.
Boy, look at us in our weekend, guys.
Well, I mean, this is most people. It's a
once
pandemic
upon a
person.
Time.
You know, give us to the fall when everyone gets their vaccine. I will still be at home.
Kennedy, what are you doing on Sunday?
Kennedy can't wait to cancel plans again.
Oh, you don't understand.
Seriously.
It is
the adrenaline rush that she gets.
My girlfriend Danielle and I were talking about this the other day. I cannot wait. I just cannot wait to make plans and cancel them.
And cancel them.
Cancel them. Nothing. I'm not doing anything
else. Well, then maybe let's set up the 99. I miss Mary and I want to go.
Let's go.
Oh, I'm coming. Perfect. I'm driving to Quincy for the Bud Light Tall Boys.
There was some drama with the 99 in Charlestown, Annie.
Oh, drama?
Yeah. So
don't bring drama into the 99.
I'm just saying. So I guess they're talking about a development in the mall, the Bunker Hill Mall. But it says, like, if you read it, you know, it's like public thing. And it's first thing it says is 99's not going anywhere. It's like in the first line of the story.
Because they know people would riot.
But nobody read that part of the story. All they saw was new development in the Bunker Hill Mall where the 99 is. And everybody lost their minds. No,
I mean, I get it.
You can still get your big boy beers. You're okay.
Yeah, and Gold Fever Wings. It's important.
Delicious.
Annie, what was the name of that movie again you were going to watch?
Promising Young Woman.
Okay, thank you.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
If you ever miss anything on the show, we put it all up online. Go to carsonandkennedy.com, K-A-R-S-O-N-A-N-D-K-E-N-N-E-D-Y. And we have a whole new website up there with mix1041.com and radio.com. It's really easy to get the audio now.
Yeah.
It's a lot easier to get the audio, I think. Yeah, you just go right there. You click it. Now, you can still get us through iTunes. You can subscribe there. The Unfiltered After Show is there. But I think it's a little bit easier to get if you just go to carsonandkennedy.com.
All the posts are there. Everything's there.
Yeah, I was just looking at it. It's very nice. Nice work,
very
ladies.
Nice.
Oh, we didn't do any of it.
No, I don't believe that. I believe you did it all. Let's get to the dirty.
She's got the Hollywood hookup. Gossiping 24/7. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Kennedy.
With Kennedy.
Yeah. Dirty is a service of KM Bacon. So, we have told you that Dale Moss announced on Instagram that he is splitting with Claire Crawley. If you don't know this story, she was supposed to be the Bachelorette this past season. She met Dale as soon as he came out the limo. That was it. It was over.
Yeah.
And then she left the show to be with him, and then Tayshia Adams came and took over. Well, the relationship ending announced on Instagram, but Claire Crawley found out about it the same time you did. When it got posted.
No.
She said, "I was made aware of a mutual statement at the same time you all were," Claire wrote to her followers on January 21st, so that's yesterday, "so I've needed some time to really digest this." She went on to note that the intentions of their relationship have always been very clear and that she is crushed by the split. She said, "This was not what I expected or hoped for, and I'm still trying to process this. 2020 was one hell of a year with COVID, battling severe anxiety post-show, balancing a public new relationship, all while slowly losing my mother. It hasn't been ideal circumstances, but that is life, right? I've been looking forward to the light at the end of the tunnel." Now, what's come out now is all the cheating rumors.
Yes.
So Claire believes that Dale has been cheating on her throughout the entire engagement. And Dale often told Claire, and there was this very specific woman that they are speaking of, that she had a problem with, that he's been friends with for a very long time. And it has been confirmed that this mystery woman is a woman by the name of Eleonora Shrugo, who is a New York City-based real estate agent. I've read a ton about this. It seems like they're just friends.
I have
another model from Hugo Boss Party.
That's a lot of what it is. It's a lot of stepping out with models, which I 100% believe.
Yeah. So I don't think that this particular woman is a bad person. It seems to me that they've just been friends for a really long time.
And Claire was just insecure.
Yeah. And people who know her were like, she is a professional businesswoman and she would never do this. She's not going to risk her career for Dale.
No.
She wanted to sell him a house.
Right.
However, he has been stepped out quite a bit. I mean, it aired in November.
November 5th was their engagement episode.
And on November 14th, he was spotted out with models kissing them.
In New York City.
In New York City. So, no, again.
That is juicy.
Was that live? That was recorded or live, the November one?
No. That was recorded.
So, in other words, that's when it aired. The relationship could have been over for a really long time at this point, right? So,
Wait. Let me, if I may surmise real
please.
Quick. Please. You're saying a couple in The Bachelor has broken up.
Yeah.
Well.
I do feel bad for Claire, though, because imagine logging onto your Instagram. Like, obviously, they've been fighting. I'm sure that she knew it was over, but she was clinging onto him, obviously.
I think also they were trying to make, I also read somewhere that they were trying, she was asking, please don't release this. Let's make a joint statement.
Right.
And she was trying to hold on to it so that maybe they could fix it.
Right.
And he was like, no, I'm going to release it.
You went on a TV show to find love at the end of the day.
Right. I mean, she knew what she was getting her. And she's been through it before. She's been on like five different things of The Bachelor.
Where did she think this was going?
I think she really thought she found the love.
Yeah.
But it was very clear that they had absolutely nothing in common.
No, zero.
So, I mean, you can't build a relationship on having nothing. So
he wanted more models, and the way you get more models is you go on TV and you become famous.
Someone found him on a website for like Party City or something, like modeling
as
costumes.
A model.
And there one like publication put out like Claire's ex like costume model boyfriend now. Like just so petty. It was awesome.
Olivia Jade Giannulli is back on your YouTube after over a year.
Thank
you might recall
God.
Her parents were both sentenced to prison after pleading guilty for their part in the Varsity Blues college admission scandal, where they paid $500,000 to get Olivia and her sister Bella into the University of Southern California under false pretenses. In the blog yesterday, she started off with an introduction that acknowledged her time away, as well as her recent appearance on Facebook Watch's Red Table Talk. Here she is addressing that absence.
I wanted to film this little intro part just because I didn't want it to like just start the vlog and me not address anything. Obviously did my Red Table Talk interview, and I think if you have any questions for me or you have anything to say or you're like, why are you back? You can go watch that interview. I think I kind of disclosed what I thought I needed to say on there.
Boy, that welcomes me right in.
I cannot wait. I haven't been able to find a good makeup tutorial since she left.
I know you've missed her so much, and just, you know, her life advice and her tips.
And her contour lines.
I just love that she says, if you want to know my apology, go look at it on their Facebook. I don't have time.
I already said what I needed to say, so.
And then a young person who's doing it right, poet laureate Amanda Gorman, was on with James Corden last night to talk about sharing the podium with Lady Gaga, J-Lo, and Barack Obama.
Well, it's really strange because you're all just like at the platform and you're like, oh, we're not going to talk about the fact that Barack Obama's right there. Like, am I not about to go snap a photo with Michelle Obama? So it's basically me being like, well, I guess we're here, Lady Gaga, and like making a beeline for her, and just like we were both crying and both weeping, and she was so sweet. And so I think I can't speak to other inaugurations, but despite the 6 feet distance and the mask, I want to say there was like a higher intimacy in this one, where I had like Barack Obama just like standing next to me and being like, you made us proud, you know, did a good job, like in his characteristic voice. It was great. I didn't want to leave, and then Secret Service was like, no, really, like you gotta go.
I love her so much.
So much.
I know. Best. When she was finished with her
poem.
I don't know if you say recitation, but in any event, her mom, I think she went and sat down with
her
mom. But Lady Gaga was in the row after, and I'm like, Lady Gaga and her are totally going to be best friends now.
Oh, absolutely.
It's happening. It's all happening, and we're going to watch it happen.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1 every Friday at about this time. We like to get real judgy with new music. And we have a great name for it, the Judgment Zone. Look how that kind of matches up with being real judgy. It's amazing, right?
You are entering Carson and Kennedy's Judgment Zone. Friday morning means new music in need of judgment. Will Carson love it? Will Kennedy hate it? Will Dan dismiss it? Will Annie be here for it? Let's find out and enter into Carson and Kennedy's Judgment Zone.
And we have new music from Billie Eilish. But before we get to that, Kennedy, do you remember Bryn Elliott?
Of course.
She was a part of our
Mixfest.
Oh my gosh, I forgot the name of it.
Yeah, the all-girl Mixfest.
The ladies-only Mixfest.
What if you don't like girls that are stronger than you?
Might Not Like Me was the name of this one. Who was on that Mixfest? Who else was there?
Alessia Cara, yeah. Meghan Trainor.
And Meghan Trainor.
Oh, yes. Meghan Trainor and her dad dancing with her and performing.
Yes.
That was a lot of fun. Well, so Bryn Elliott has a new song. It's called Tell Me I'm Pretty. It's been a while since we've heard from her, and I became friends with her on Instagram, Kennedy. When I saw the new song was coming out, I sent her a message. I was like, hey, would you say hello to the show? So she sent us a message, Kennedy.
Hey, Carson and Kennedy. Bryn Elliott here. I miss you guys, and I can't wait to play this song at a Mixed Lounge very soon.
And it came out today. The new song is called Tell Me I'm Pretty.
I've been so caught up in teasing you. I got lost in the likes and views. It's been way too long since I've looked in the mirror and saw the truth. Maybe sometime long ago, I forgot what I should have known. I don't need nobody else to tell me I'm pretty. Caring too much all the time, but what they think and what they like. I don't need nobody else to tell me.
It's a lovely message. A lovely message.
She's sounding very poppy. Yep. It's very bubblegum pop. But the lyrics are awesome.
The message is wonderful. Yeah. Absolutely positive. What we need for girls these days.
Yes.
She really, I love that about her, her energy, that she is just so positive in all of the music.
She's so humble. She's so normal. I remember she was sitting in that chair over there and she just had a guitar and you would have thought we were, you know, best pals.
Yep.
Right. It was just so cool.
All right, let's get to Jason Derulo featuring Adam Levine, Kennedy. The song is called Lifestyle. These two teamed up for this single that's all about trying to impress a lady with expensive taste. Jason has found success during the pandemic, especially with Savage Love, which was all over TikTok. Adam Levine and Maroon 5 are set to start touring around North America in the summer of 2021. Maybe Jason will join them. Jason Derulo featuring Adam Levine, and this is called Lifestyle.
Girl, I know. You got your own, but you could be mine. You bought that lifestyle.
That's catchy.
Are you about that lifestyle, Kennedy?
I love this song. I was listening to it on the way in to work this morning. And, you know, the beginning, he has to say, Jason Derulo, which you always think is compensating for something. But if you've seen the movie Cats, you know that it's not. So.
I would be disappointed if he didn't do it at the start of a song.
Well, my point is, if you're going to have somebody on, he should have said, Jason Derulo, Adam Levine. I just feel like it's only fair.
I feel like, you know, the room that you used to wait in before prom, that would be like the cocktail area with cheese and crackers. That's what Jason Derulo makes that music. That plays in that room. You know what I mean? Like a perfect perfect waiting around, like
cocktail
you're dancing.
Hour, I think, is
like
what you're
it's you're getting the vibe going, right? But you're not quite dancing yet. That's,
all right.
That's
the beat
Jason
hasn't
Derulo.
Totally dropped
know.
Just yet.
I was just white guy chair dancing pretty hard.
I like it. I like it a lot.
Before we get to the Billie Eilish, I want to get you a Weezer song, Kennedy. It's all my favorite songs. They just dropped their first single off the upcoming surprise album, OK Human. It'll come out January 29th. OK Human is inspired by the Beach Boys' Pet Sounds. The band said, we used our instruments to connect to the 1960s and 1970s and with the orchestra back to the 18th and 19th centuries. We had no click track or loops or high-tech sounds, not even an electric guitar.
That's cool.
So here it is. This is Weezer, All My Favorite Songs.
All my favorite songs are slow and sad. All my favorite people make me mad, so mad. Everything that feels so good is bad, bad, bad. All my favorite songs are slow and sad. I don't know what's wrong with me.
Best song of 2021 so far.
What?
Oh my God, I love that.
What?
I love that. I love the sound of it. The way it's just allowed to breathe when they play without all of the extra stuff.
If you didn't know that, if it hadn't been written down
you
for
can
you.
Can hear it.
If it hadn't been written down.
Yes.
Would you know that there was
absolutely.
Not one.
Absolutely. You can hear it.
You would say to yourself, wow, they didn't use one piece of electronic equipment.
Well, it's not
there.
About the electronic part of it, but just the sound of it. The instruments are allowed to breathe. It's not compressed. It is one of the things that I don't love about some of the new music is everything is just so compressed. It's not allowed to be authentic and real and breathe. And to me, you could hear that in there.
I think they all need a hug after that song. That's all it made me want to do.
It sounds like a Weezer song, and I like Weezer.
Yeah. I don't like all the slow and sad songs.
Though. I don't need it.
I want to be in the room with Jason Derulo before prom.
There we go. Hey, there Daniel. We go. Let's do it.
Billie Eilish, here she is, and Rosalia. Now, I'm probably going to mispronounce the name of this. Annie, do you want to take a stab at it?
Lovas Olvidar.
Olvidar?
Olvidar.
It translates to You Will Forget. We were all today years old, and we found out Billie Eilish can sing in Spanish. If you don't know who Rosalía is, she is a Spanish singer who has worked with acts like J Balvin, even scored herself a Latin Grammy last year. The latest single from the duo will be featured in the upcoming episode of HBO's Euphoria. So this is Billie Eilish and Rosalía.
Mm-hmm.
hard to judge a song when you don't know what they're saying.
And they're whispering. They both have such beautiful voices. I just wish there's no oomph.
That's my biggest issue with Billie Eilish, is she's always whisper singing.
It's just so, it's hard to form an opinion on it when, one, you don't, obviously you can look up the words translated, of course, but it's nice to enjoy a song in another language, and I think it's really cool, but I just, there's no feeling to it. You know what I mean?
You will forget her is what Lova Ali Vedar means. But,
all my favorite songs are slow and sad.
No.
Come on.
It's a good song.
You're in a bar with a bunch of people.
I don't want this song playing. All my favorite songs are slow and sad.
Swaying back and forth.
That's a buzzkill.
It's been a really long time since Carson's been in a bar.
I know, right?
This isn't a bar song.
Golly, no. You know what it is? Jason Derulo.
Oh.
I mean, that's a pretty good song.
Oh, my, are you kidding me? That song is so
that's
good.
That's a good song.
To each their own.
It's really, the words are tragic, though.
Right.
But that's okay. That's the way it is. You get a happy song that's actually sad, or you get a sad song that's actually happy. That's the juxtaposition.
Stop being the weekend. Stop being the weekend.
That's Jason, what I love.
I can only handle Sad Abel. I can't handle Sad Weaver, too.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
We were talking about the all-ladies lineup at Mix Fest a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
Somebody texted him from 978. Jewel, don't forget Jewel yodeled.
She did.
Oh my, she
I forgot about that.
Jewel yodeled.
Yeah, I had a blast at that Mix Fest.
Oh, Dan, you, when Alessia Cara was playing, was top five moments
didn't
I've
she
ever
do,
seen in my
did
life.
Did she do a Disney?
She did Moana.
She did Moana. Yeah.
Yes.
I was partying in the stands. But you know you're working this event, right?
Yeah. Yeah, the problem with these things is we're always backstage. We very rarely get to see what happens. Yeah.
We don't know what happened out there. All right, it's Carson and Kennedy on Mix. Let's get to the dirty.
She's got the Hollywood hookup. Gossiping 24-7. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Kennedy.
Yeah. So Bernie Sanders came to Late Night with Seth Meyers last night, and as expected, you know, I mean, what, you don't want to know anything about those memes. And if you don't know what we're talking about, just go on the internet. And if you see an old man sitting somewhere he doesn't belong, that's Bernie Sanders.
Like next to you and I at Mix Fest. Was that the ladies only Mix Fest, I think, that you did?
That's the last one we did.
That's pretty funny.
Were you aware that this photo was immediately sort of became the meme of the day?
Not at all. I was just sitting there trying to keep warm, trying to pay attention to what was going on.
He just has no time for your nonsense.
I love him so much.
They also, the gloves he wore were made by a woman in Vermont.
Yes.
However, she just makes them every once in a while. Like, she gets an old sweater.
It's not her, like, full-time
job. It's not her full-time job. So I was like, I need some Bernie mittens, you know?
Of course.
But no, she's not selling them or whatever. Although he did, Seth did ask what was in the envelope, because we all know what was in the envelope. Mm-hmm. And he says it was top secret.
Oh.
So it's none of our business.
I love the one thing that I saw is, you know how in like the gossip magazines it'll say, you know, wear this look for less?
Yes.
And they did it, the Bernie Sanders one.
So good.
Incredible.
Last weekend, Dave Chappelle photobombed a couple's wedding photos at a hotel in Austin, Texas. I don't know if you saw that, but the wedding couple was stunning.
Yes, yes.
And he just kind of happened to like walk out onto this patio where they were taking pictures.
Yep. Mm.
It was socially distanced-ish.
Right.
However, they might want to get themselves checked because Dave Chappelle has the coronavirus. He found out he is positive. He was in Austin for a series of socially distant stand-up shows at Stubbs Amphitheater. The first one was Wednesday night. There were supposed to be four more, but they have been canceled. However, he was spotted posing for a picture with Elon Musk, Grimes, and Joe Rogan just the other day, so they might have to get tested too. Dave's rep says he's quarantining, but he has no symptoms at this time. So there's that.
Okay.
And Framing Britney Spears, a documentary addressing her conservatorship, is set to air via FX and Hulu February 5th. It will be the sixth episode of the New York Times Presents series first season. You know, for more than a decade, she's been subject to a conservatorship. The judge appoints a guardian to handle her money and her personal affairs for someone who is incapacitated or incapable of making those decisions. Her father has been her conservator until the fall of 2019 when he took a step back due to health issues and a licensed conservator took his place. But there's been a lot of drama. We talk about it here quite a bit. The Free Britney movement has become very, very vocal. So here's a little tease.
Britney was so focused. This is a girl that's coming from strength.
People became fascinated with her sort of unraveling.
How we treated her was disgusting.
She accepted the conservatorship was going to happen, but she didn't want her father to be conservative.
Anytime there's that amount of money to be made, you have to question the motives of everyone.
Why is her dad making all of her decisions? Why is she still in this?
What do we want? Free Britney!
I honestly don't know how much I'm going to learn here.
Because you have more than you already know.
I feel like it might be a lot of rehashing, but just maybe explaining it for folks who aren't as invested as I am.
Yeah.
But
I was concerned yesterday when I saw her trending on social media, and I was like, oh my gosh, what's going on with Britney?
Yeah.
And then I saw it was this documentary. I was like, okay, at least she's okay.
She's fine. She's fine.
Is she?
I don't think she's fine.
I think she's as fine as she can be.
Has there ever been a documentary about like the psyche of child stars and what happens?
Hundreds.
Yeah, there
and
must
why
be.
There's just like, it's a miracle when they come out well adjusted.
Correct. And I think a lot of it has to do with parenting. A lot of it had to do with the laws that were in place at the time for child stars. You know, the ones from the 70s.
Yep.
Not so much as today. I think she lives with mental illness. I think she's probably on a bunch of meds. I think maybe sometimes she doesn't take them. And I think she likes to post on Instagram and she still sounds like a child because she got stunted. But I think she's with a man who loves her and cares for her and would never let anything happen to her.
That's true. I do agree with you about the man.
Feeling.
Yes.
But I don't know.
But he's not, unfortunately, he's not in control of her affairs.
Right.
So that makes it difficult for her.
But you know that if he probably pushed to be in control, that people would question his motives
of
then.
Of course. And I don't think he wants to be. I think he wants to be her partner, not her banker.
Right.
You know what I mean? And right now it's a professional that's in charge, not her father. So is what it is. Anyway.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.